Okay, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. Yeah, you know, one of the things that we were sort of moving directionally towards is you know, some of the practices at Clearinghouse. And you know, one of the things that I think probably the reason I first heard about you and your work and your colleague there at Clearinghouse was because you're a certified B Corp. And can you tell us about sort of how you found out about B Corp and what value you found in that community?
Well, you know, what's really interesting with us is as a for-profit CDFI for many, many years, we were viewed as sort of a wolf in sheep's clothing, i.e. the nonprofit CDFI world didn't trust us. They thought, well, you can't be a for-profit and, you know, be concerned about people, and any for-profit is really out to just make money. And so, and in fact, what's ironic is our trade association, the Opportunity Finance Network, barred our membership for the first 4 years because we were, you know, one of those evil for-profit CDFIs. But so when the B Corp concept, when I first heard of it, I said, wow, this is great, because here's something for for-profit companies where we can really share with the world our principles and how concerned we are about everything more than just simply making money. And so I was, you know, hook, line, and sinker, completely bought into the idea of going through the process and becoming, you know, certified as a B Corp and doing everything we had to do and really, you know, taking a long, hard look at it, because it was always in our DNA. And it wasn't, you know, at the time we applied, we didn't change much. We didn't change anything probably early on. I mean, since then we've done things to try to improve our score, but you know, early on, it was really just, hey, this is who we are. This is what we're doing on a daily basis. You know, we care about the environment. We care about our governance. We care about community customer service and how we treat our workforce. And every loan we make has a tangible community benefit. You know, we're certainly a B Corp. And so that was really what was my impression at the beginning. And it's really what's stuck with me and why we're so excited to be a B Corp.
And I think one of the most innovative things I've seen that you do is the internal B Corp team, and you also have an internship program, right? Like B Fellows, or I can't remember what the exact name is.
It's called B Bold.
B Bold, yes.
Yeah, B Bold. And it's named after one of my mentors, Alan Baldwin, who ran Orange County Community Housing Corp. And yeah, we pick a low-income student, usually from Santa Ana School District or Garden Grove School District, and we provide them a paid internship in the summer between either their sophomore and junior or their junior and senior year in high school. And we've had some really fantastic students, and the idea is to help them have some additional material for their college resume, as well as to give them some practical learning experience in the workforce. So it's been a great program for us.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service areas, California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.